nitrate. The tests described here are used to measure the concentration of nitrate ions, NO3-, in a water sample. The concentration of nitrate will be expressed throughout this section in units of milligrams per liter of NO3. The unit NO3-N means simply nitrogen that is in the form of nitrate. Nitrate ions found in freshwater samples result from a variety of natural and man-made sources. Nitrates are an important source of nitrogen necessary for plants and animals to synthesize amino acids and proteins. So nitrate is an important chemical needed for living things. However, it's needed in a balance for the aquatic organisms to survive. Most nitrogen on Earth is found in the atmosphere in the form of nitrogen gas, N2. Through a process called the nitrogen cycle, nitrogen gas is changed into forms that are usable by plants and animals. These conversions into usable nitrate include industrial production of fertilizers, as well as natural processes such as legume plant nitrogen fixation. Legume plants are things like beans, and so sometimes we plant legumes, which are one example is beans, that are going to be, their root structure produces more oxygen into the soil. Plant and animal decomposition produces more nitrate, and animal waste has nitrate in it. So, many different ways. And off to the right hand side, it lists the box that shows sources of nitrate ions. So what we just read are examples. I'll reiterate again. Ways that nitrate ions can get into water are from agricultural runoff. Again, runoff from water moving over farms where we have fertilizers that are going to dissolve in the water and enter the body of water that way. Urban runoff. So many different types of nitrogen compounds from cities can run off into bodies of water. Animal feedlots and barnyards, because we just talked about the fact that animal waste has nitrates in it. Municipal and industrial wastewater can have different forms of nitrogen compounds and nitrate dissolved in the water and then get into the body of water by being dumped into that nearby body of water. Automobile and industrial emissions, so emissions means gases that are emitted in the atmosphere, and then when they combine with rainwater in the atmosphere can fall down and as rain, and those nitrogen compounds can dissolve in the water that way. And lastly, decomposition of plants and animals. So when plants and animals decompose, nitrates are produced in that process, and so that can cause an increase in nitrates in that body of water that way also. Although nitrate levels in fresh water are usually less than 1 milligram per liter, and a lot of us got less in our results. We got 1, 1.2, 0.9, 0.7 for a lot of our levels of nitrates. So although nitrate levels in freshwater are usually less than 1 milligram per liter, man-made sources of nitrate may elevate levels above 3 milligrams per liter. So man-made sources from industrial plants, from municipal wastewater, from animal feedlots, that can cause it to increase to above 3 milligrams per liter. These sources include, I just read them, animal feedlots, runoff from fertilized fields, or treated municipal wastewater being returned to streams. Levels above 10 milligrams per liter in drinking water can cause a potentially fatal disease in infants called methemoglobinemia. methemoglobinemia, there you go, or blue baby syndrome. In this disease, nitrate converts hemoglobin into a form that can no longer transport oxygen. So hemoglobin in our bodies transports oxygen, and if we get too high levels of nitrate, it can cause this disease, and then we don't have enough oxygen in our blood, or that baby doesn't. High nitrate concentrations also contribute to a condition in lakes and ponds called eutrophication. Oh, we've heard that word before. Eutrophication is the excessive growth of aquatic plants and algae, which we've learned already. Because of those nutrients, nitrates are a nutrient, but too much of that nitrate, those nutrients, can cause an increase or excessive growth of those plants and algae. Unpleasant odor and taste of water, as well as reduced clarity. And we all know that if there's more algae in the water, it gets more green, it gets cloudier, it gets muckier, you can't see through it. That all often accompany this process. Eventually, dead biomass, which is that dead plants and animals, accumulates at the bottom of the lake where it decays and compounds the problem because, in other words, makes the problem worse because of those recycling nutrients. If other necessary nutrients are present, algae blooms can occur in a lake with as little as 0.5 milligrams per liter. So you can get algae blooms or overgrowth even in low nitrate waters if there's other types of nutrients there that cause the algae to overgrow. That's what that means. Nitrate pollution of surface and groundwater has become a major ecological problem in some agricultural areas. Although fertilizer in runoff is most often blamed, there is evidence that a concentration of livestock in feedlots is now the major source of agricultural nitrate pollution. So in other words, there's a lot of livestock in a small amount of area, and because of all that waste from those livestock, that can run off into nearby bodies of water too, and that can cause an increase in the nitrate concentration in that body of water. Runoff from fertilized fields is still a significant source of nitrate, although fertilizer use peaked in 1981 and has remained fairly constant since. So that's decrease the amount of nitrate being added because of fertilizers being added. Next page on nitrates. Expected levels. The nitrate level in freshwater is usually found in the range of 0.1 to 4 milligrams per liter of nitrate, NO3 negative N. Unpolluted waters generally have nitrate levels below 1 milligram per liter. The effluent, in other words, the dumping from sewage treatment plants after they've cleaned the water, can have levels in excess of 20 milligrams per liter because of processes not getting rid of all of the nitrates. In a study based on 344 USGS sites throughout the United States, 80% of the sites reported nitrate levels of less than 1 milligram per liter. 16% were in the range from 1 to 3 milligrams per liter. 4% were greater than 3 milligrams per liter. The percentage of various land types reporting greater than 1 milligram per liter of nitrate were rangeland, less than 5%, forested land, less than 10%, urban areas, 30%, and agricultural land, 40%. So that gives you an idea of where the greatest amount of nitrate is coming from. And down below in table 1, it shows nitrates concentration in certain areas and what their level is.